Anritsu offers leading-edge technology that's trusted worldwide for superior product inspection and contaminant detection. Anritsu X-ray, check wear, metal detection, and combination systems deliver performance, reliability, and low total cost of ownership. Simply, Anritsu provides a level of precision, dependability, and support that truly advances the quality of your products and efficiency of your operation. Learn more at anritsu.com/infivis. For the Meat Poultry Podcast, I'm Ryan McCarthy, Digital Media Associate Editor. Duroc pigs are a key part of pork history in America. If you look around the industry now, most people might think of just white or pink pigs on farms, but the red Duroc is still holding strong in the U.S. That's why Clay Zwilling, CEO of the National Swine Registry, is working to put more of Duroc on the map again with the launch of the Certified Pork Branded Program. In this episode of the Meat and Poultry Podcast, Clay takes us through the start of this certification program and why the NSR will be making a push with this product in the near future. Clay then discusses a little background of the Duroc pigs and some of the best qualities farmers and producers look for in this breed. We then jump into educating consumers on the Duroc pigs and how accessible the product is for people. To finish up the podcast, we discuss Clay's role at the National Swine Registry and how it's helped shape his agricultural career. Take a listen. Well, Clay, first of all, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Certified Duroc Pork Program and how you guys got started with it.
The origins of it was in the early 2000s, the National Swine Registry trademarked pork in the meat case, or trademarked the word Duroc in the meat case. And so the thought was we were looking at building a program that time with a group of smaller breeders, and the program was initially called Five Star Premium Duroc Pork. And just based on the times and the economics and just the scalability of the program, it kind of fizzled out quickly, but NSR maintained that trademark. And so looking to the future, as we've seen the unprecedented growth and interest in branded meat products, as well as consumer demand for traceability and understanding where their products come from, as well as the quality aspect of what Duroc Pork provides. We felt like here a few years ago, placing some more strategic emphasis in developing a true branded, viable breed-specific pork program was important. And so as we look at where the program stands today, it's fundamentally a premium pork brand that's based on documented swine genetics and breed integrity around the Duroc breed of swine. And so, you know, as we look at the opportunities that this provides for the broader pork industry, it's extremely exciting. We know that this is kind of groundbreaking and visionary in a lot of ways. But it's really based on the fundamental belief of our organization, which is enhancing the value of purebreds and promoting purebred stock to ultimately benefit the broader pork consumer.
Sounds good. Yeah, and I think that might be a way to start here a little bit, is talking a little bit about the Duroc breed itself. You know, take us through a little bit about anybody that isn't familiar with it. I was doing some research about it yesterday. Can you do a little bit about that and the history of it in the U.S.?
Yeah, so the Duroc swine breed was actually developed here in the United States, originally working with Duroc Jersey Reds and developing that breed, and dating back to the late 1860s, and really it became kind of formalized in the mid-1930s with the formation of the United Duroc Swine Registry. And Durocs were quite popular and still remain to be popular, known for their growth, their feed efficiency, and their meat quality. And Durocs have continued to be grow in popularity. They're extremely commercially relevant. Actually, a lot of most of mainstream commercial pork production utilizes some type of Duroc for a terminal sire. And so as we look at the broader purebred industry, the Duroc is the second most recorded purebred behind Yorkshires, which are obviously used from the maternal side of things. But from our standpoint is looking over the last couple of years as the National Swine Registry and what we do as an organization from recording Durocs, their popularity and their growth is frankly unprecedented. And again, that goes primarily to do with their quality from a meat standpoint, as well as they're just a good, rugged, durable type of an animal. And for those folks that might not know what a Duroc is, they are a unique in terms of their color. They're down-eared and red, typically a dark cherry red. And so that makes them unique as well. And so, the Duroc breed is one that's certainly easily identifiable as we look at comparing it across to other purebred breeds. And certainly, I think that makes a mark as well.
Definitely. Yeah, and I was curious about that. What percentage of the pig population now is Duroc? I know we have a lot of white breeds around here in the U.S., but can you tell us about what the percentage of the pig population is Duroc right now?
Yeah, so from our organization standpoint, we'll record somewhere around 16,000 or so Duroc litters. And that's, again, those are folks that are actually recording those litters. And that's part of the requirement for certified Duroc pork is actually going through the registration process and making sure that they are indeed Duroc, as well as maintaining breed integrity. The exact numbers, we look at maybe some outlier Duroc populations that we know exist that are now working through the process of going through and being certified. That's a huge number. And I wouldn't be able to tell you that specific number today, but obviously the effect of what it would be from a market hog standpoint is we're talking in the millions as far as something that would be Duroc sired or have origins traced back to Duroc.
Okay. And can you tell a little bit about the benefits for a farmer to register for you guys in this certified program? What's going to be the big benefit for them being a part of this? The more market access, things like that, where they can sell their hogs in different spots?
Absolutely. So one of the greatest benefits is being able to be associated with the trademark and the word Duroc, which we're finding from consumers as well as even folks involved in the pork industry, that term is being directly associated with quality. Secondarily, you're being able to have a valid traced product. Obviously, to be registered and be eligible for certified Duroc pork, these animals will have to be registered and recorded and pedigreed through the registry. So tracking lineage and verifying that not only through pedigree, but through DNA processing that these animals are indeed Duroc. That's extremely important, and utilizing that to then ultimately build and develop a program where these resources can be utilized for marketing, for promotion, and for bettering the broader pork eating experience. And that's one of the things that we really feel like Duroc's going to bring to the table. And certainly, the other aspect, I think, from any time you get producers together in a uniformed organization, much like National Swine Registry or organized around a program like Certified Duroc Pork, I think visioneering and idea sharing is a huge, great opportunity. And I think putting like-minded people that are placing emphasis on pork quality together is something that certainly the industry can utilize.
For sure. Yeah, and I wanted to zero in on producers and farmers specifically. Can you tell us kind of what areas that the Durocs are being grown a lot of times or being raised right now? What kind of areas in the country? Is it something that can be used pretty much anywhere throughout the country?
Yeah, Durocs are a popular sire, not just in the United States, but globally, and primarily raised in every state. I wouldn't say that their traits or their usage is regionalized. Duroc's are popular here in the United States as well as globally. And again, I think that part of their popularity is their ability to be rugged and easy to raise. And part of it, I also believe, is, it doesn't matter the size and scope of your operation, Duroc has a place and a fit. And so It can be someone who's maybe focused on niche production and wanting to, you know, have a few sows and raise animals for maybe a local farmer's market type production, up to some of the largest genetic suppliers in the world and potentially the largest meat marketers in the world as well. And so I think that's one of the opportunities that Duroc provides. It offers a great deal of versatility.
Sounds good. You know, when you've talked about this certification process for Duroc, is there going to be any specifications when it comes to stuff like free range, pasture-based, organic? What kind of stuff like that? Can you get in any specifics with that types of stuff for the certification?
Yeah, we've really left it more open from a standpoint of it being commercially viable and allowing folks to really set their standards on how they want to raise the animals specifically to their own brand. So our focus is going to be, one, making sure that indeed the product or the original population is indeed Duroc, and secondarily working through developing, making sure that there are some quality standards and specs around tenderness, flavor, and making sure that the animal and the product actually taste and is a high quality meat eating experience. And so to say that there's going to be specific certifications around potentially how those animals are produced, we really want to allow any type of production system to be able to be involved, whether that's, as I mentioned earlier, from a small scale, perhaps, you know, antibiotic free pasture raised operation to a large scale opportunity where, you know, perhaps they're raising and marketing hundreds of thousands of hogs a year.
No, that makes sense. You're giving as many areas in the industry a chance to be a part of this. That makes sense.
And I think the other piece of that too is making sure that individuals that want to be involved in the program can still be unique and identifiable within their own program as well. So, you know, certified Duroc to me is a great partner and supplement to some other things that maybe they're doing to identify themselves or make them unique within their own marketing and branding program.
We will be right back after a short break. To help customers maximize their return on investment, Anritsu has created Performance 360. This program is designed to make sure your inspection equipment operates at the highest level. All Anritsu equipment customers receive a phone support plus assistance with startup, optimal operation, and equipment issues at no additional cost. If you encounter a problem that cannot be resolved on the phone, the average response time for a service technician is under 24 hours. Parts are stocked at Anritsu's U.S. headquarters with available next day delivery. Learn more at anritsu.com/infivis. Clay, I wanted to ask you a little bit about where you're feeling like this is coming into the consumer aspect. Tell me a little bit about how consumers are wanting a demand for Duroc. Are you kind of seeing that from your guys' perspective at the National Swine Registry?
We are. And I think, interestingly enough, I know Meat and Poultry is featured in a January article that there just seems to be growing interest in marketing breeds known for their meat quality. And consumer trends is telling us that authenticity and transparency confirm that breed-specific meat brands are really favored by consumers and restaurants, as well as food processors. And this fits in extremely well with our goals for certified Duroc pork. And I really think coming through the last few years, what we're seeing is a higher demand and expenditure for pork, as well as the willingness and interest to invest in a quality product. And I think this is the ideal time for us to leverage a lot of what we've learned from our friends in the beef sector about creating a branded program for pork. And I think along with that, beyond providing the breed certification and the verification and the traceability we've talked about, there's a huge opportunity for education to consumers as well, and talking about proper cookery method and how to properly select quality pork product. And so this is a time, I think, in this business where we're really in a ideal scenario of a bunch of different factors coming together for this opportunity and this program to really grow and benefit the broader pork industry.
Clay, what, for the trends that you've seen for consumers, is Duroc something that can be, you know, affordable? Can I find it at my local grocery store near the pork I'm used to? Or is it something going to, at this point, still a higher end product? I don't know if that's a right question for that, or if you could expand on that a little bit.
So there are some Duroc pork products that are available. Those, I would say, are a little more regionalized based on just some early adoption. But I do still think that certified Duroc is going to be a higher quality product, but I don't think we can resoundingly say that it's going to be harder on the checkbook. I think that while there's going to be quality differences, and we can expect to pay a premium for it, when you look at it in markets where it's already being utilized, it's certainly not something that's going to be out of the range of the American consumer to utilize and ultimately have a better pork quality eating experience.
Sounds good. Hey, Clay, one more on the Duroc stuff, and then I just want to get some background on yourself and National Swine Registry. Can you tell us a little bit about the cuts that you can use for Duroc for consumers to purchase? Is it all similar to what we're used to seeing with pork? Everything with that, is everything about the same?
Yeah, so Duroc is basically the same as any other pork. It's all other products would be available. What I think from a unique standpoint of, if you're going to look and identify different specific cuts where you'll notice major difference in the actual product, obviously anything from the loin, when we talk about intermuscular fat and the ability to have additional pork quality. But the general rule of thumb, and as you've addressed in your specific question, yes, it'll be available across all pork products. And I think that that's a huge advantage, not only to potential producers, but to consumers as well, knowing that there's value across all pork products, and especially from a consumer standpoint, having familiarity with whatever their favorite pork cut can be, they can see Duroc and associate that with quality and know that they can purchase their favorite pork product and know that when they see Duroc, that's a sign of quality.
Sounds good. Well, hey, Clay, I wanted to move on to a little bit about your role with the National Swine Registry, and tell me a little bit about why it's been a role that you've been kind of growing into over the last few years.
So I serve as the chief executive officer with the National Swine Registry, and it's a role that's really exciting in our business right now. And I think a lot of people would look at working at purebred breed livestock associations and see that there's a lot of tradition and history, but there's also a great deal of innovation and future vision that's coming. And so I look at my role as a real privilege to lead an organization that supports opportunities for its producers. And so stepping out to kind of be on the front lines of certified Duroc pork and be the ultimate resource that verifies Duroc breed integrity and the opportunity to produce a superior pork product is very exciting. And at the NSR, we take a lot of focus as well on our youth in our industry. We're the home of the National Junior Swine Association, which is the nation's largest junior livestock organization. And so being able to grow and develop future leaders, and especially in a time where talent and labor are so important, being able to lead and organize that effort as well as develop and help the global pork consumer and the domestic pork consumer have a better quality pork eating experience right now for me personally is a very fun and exciting time to be working on two major initiatives that I know are benefiting the broader agriculture industry.
Sounds good. And I know, looking over your profile, you've been in ag for a long time, but have you always had a passion for pork? Have you kind of just picked it up recently as you've grown into your role with the National Swine Registry?
Well, I grew up like many folks in the agriculture industry. I grew up on a production livestock operation where we raised purebred cattle and hogs until the mid-90s, which, as many folks know, in the pork industry, a lot of challenges in the marketplace. So ironically enough, my family dispersed our purebred swine herd, but that was when I began getting involved in youth programs, specifically 4-H and FFA. And so I grew up involved from an aspect of exhibiting and showing swine. And that's really how I garnered and continued to grow my passion. And then going through college and still being involved with internships and being involved, even when I wasn't here at the National Swine Registry, I still stayed involved within the swine aspect of the business. And as I stepped into my original role at the National Swine Registry as VP of Operations, and now into my current role as CEO, I've really garnered a broader and even deeper passion, especially looking through the opportunities that we know exist for a better eating experience through pork. And, I always joke a little bit with some of my folks that, my parents still raise cattle, and I love a lot of friends that work in the beef industry, but for me, it's fun to be able to talk about these exciting initiatives we're working with Certified Duroc Pork and talk about some of the similarities when it comes to tenderness, juiciness, palatability, and color that frankly haven't maybe been points of main conversation in pork that have been realized in beef. And so it's fun to have those conversations and have a real personal passion for that coming from a fifth generation agriculture operation of our own.
Sounds good. Yeah, it's always fascinating to talk to someone that has such a deep history with anything, and having all that background from you with livestock and pork production makes it super interesting. Clay, I wanted to get you out here on this one. What are you kind of expecting from the National Wine Registry and this Duroc program in 2022? I'm guessing you can get more outreach, in person in the next, 6 months to a year, and compared to what we were doing before. Is that something now where you guys can kind of get back to where you wanted to be probably before the pandemic, and you're able to get out there now and do outreach and get more notice of this program in a lot of different ways?
Yes. And so our main priority first has been making sure that we identify potential partners and potential producers that can be involved with the program because they have Duroc populations. And so we have several goals for 2022. And the first and highest priority of those would be finalizing the specifications for the program. So when we talk about putting quality specs, identifying who can participate in the program, really getting some more tangible finalized processes for that beyond what we've already done to date. And then the next stage really for the rest of next year is to really finalize some agreements with packer processors around the Certified Duroc Pork Program. And we're also in the process of developing everything we essentially need to launch the branded pork program, such as co-branded marketing resources, retailer and food service training programs. And as I mentioned earlier, additional ways to really educate consumers on how to properly prepare pork for the best eating experience, as well as selecting it properly in the grocery store. And I think that one of my passions from the beginning and the inception of Certified Duroc Pork and discussions that we've even had with our executive committee and our breed boards is that there has to be education along with what we're doing with certified pork, and making sure that folks understand fundamentally the opportunities and the real value and frankly the delicious flavor profile that's available with pork product.
Sounds good. Hey, well, Clay, we appreciate you joining the podcast today. We're excited to hear what else goes on with the Duroc program throughout the next year or so. So thanks for joining us, and take care. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan.
Make sure to check out the latest stories from the monthly print edition and online at meatpoultry.com. Also follow us on social media at Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, all by searching at Meat Poultry. And if you like what you heard, please leave us a rating and a review. It really helps us. All right, that's it for this time, folks. Thanks for listening and have a great day.